were standing in front of the office of the old Urbana Courier newspaper. It was a tough business from the start. The city's first newspaper, the Urbana Union, came off the press during the heated presidential election of 1852, but within 2 months, the owner sold it. After a printer struggled to keep the paper in business, Joseph Cunningham bought it in 1853. Years later, he recalled,
"With scarcely 6,000 inhabitants in the county and only 3 post offices, with court business occupying less than 6 days of each year, a frontier country in all but locality, a population not awakened to the importance of supporting a home newspaper, it seems incredible to the writer that the newspaper office was not swamped at once. If memory is not at fault, the total income of the first year was less than $700.
In fact, he gave up and became a lawyer, selling his interest in the newspaper in August 1858, right in the middle of the Senate campaign of his friend Abraham Lincoln. The day after his first debate with Stephen Douglas, Lincoln sent a quick report to Cunningham, writing, "Douglas and I, for the first time this canvass crossed swords here yesterday, the fire flew some, and I am glad to know I am yet alive." After Lincoln's election to the White House in 1860, Cunningham served as a county judge and continued to practice law for decades, amassing a substantial fortune that he used to support many local charities. If there was one person who kept alive the special relationship between Urbana and our 16th president, it was Cunningham. He spoke often about his friendship with Lincoln, and his estate provided funds for the Laredo Taft statue, the young lawyer that stands today in Carl Park. Although Cunningham despaired that Urbana could not recognize the importance of supporting a home newspaper, over the years, the city had several newspapers. In 1909, Alvin Burroughs stepped into the position of part-time owner and managing editor of the Courier, and ran it for more than 30 years. When he took over, the offices were across Ray Street, but after he bought out his partner in 1913, the company began to take in job printing and needed more space. This building was erected in 1916, and a substantial addition was built on the back in 1919. One writer said of Burroughs, "Many may not like him, but they will admit that when he takes a stand, something breaks." That propensity got him into trouble on several occasions. In 1922, he attacked a visiting evangelist in an anonymous column signed only the Urbana Mother. The problem, it seems, is that the minister opposed dancing. In response, the evangelist went back to the pulpit, called for a boycott of the Courier, and called their editor dishonest because he wrote under a pseudonym. Burroughs fluffed it off. "That's exactly what a newspaper is," he said. "It is the mother of the community. It is to it you bring your hurts and bruises. It is to it that you go for a square deal and protection." The Courier remained in business until 1979. The following year, the building was restored and opened as the Courier Cafe, preserving an important piece of downtown history.